Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has filed suit against the Pennsylvania State Police after it came to light that the state police have a slightly lower pass rate for women on their physical fitness test. 94% of men passed the test, and only 71% of women passed. The feminists obviously demanded this lawsuit. According to their ideology, if women can't do as well as men on a fitness test for a job, it must be discrimination, and the test must be discarded for everyone. Now, it seems that the feminists want Pennsylvania to ignore the fact that the job of a state trooper includes difficult and dangerous physical challenges that can require real physical strength and endurance beyond the capabilities of many women. Just last year, a Pennsylvania state trooper helped catch a suspect escaping in a tractor trailer by hanging on to the truck's grab bar with one hand while it continued to drive down the highway. The suspect then crashed the truck and had to be pursued on foot as he fled into the woods. It's obvious that a man's physical skills were very useful. The Pennsylvania State Police employ more than 4,600 workers today, many of whom presumably pass this fitness test. But the Obama lawsuit is demanding that the test must no longer be used because there might have been 45 additional women on the workforce if this test had not been used. Even when the test was made simpler, the men's passing rate rose 4%, but the women's only rose 1%. No one has yet devised a physical fitness test on which women as a group perform as well as men. The only way to eliminate that gap is to eliminate testing altogether. The fact that a few more men pass the Pennsylvania State Police fitness test than women is simply not acceptable to feminist ideology.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. and it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Some way out of this mess, we must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report, and if this is Moon Day, that means they own it all, including you. By way of toxic currency, author Ron McDonald is with me. You still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. By the way, you've been dealing with some kind of lung congestion for how long?
About a month now.
And,
but it's, you know, there are other people in the area that have it too, so.
Well, okay, so I've got.
So we're all dying. We're all taking this deep six.
Okay, but, okay, I've got advanced syphilis and it's eating my brain. I feel better because the guy down the street has the same thing?
Yeah, I think so.
See? Go ahead, cough. Well, let people hear that you're congested. Okay. Art in Philly. Thanks for holding, Art.
Hello, John. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
One of the things you said earlier in the show, plus based on what the person called about Comcast trying to cut off their connection to you.
I don't think it was Comcast, but...
He said CenturyLink. Then he
CenturyLink. Said, that's right.
Right. All right. There's a couple things people can do. One simple thing is you can first call the president of the company. You'll get the secretary. Tell him your issues. And simultaneously file a complaint with the Federal Communications FCC.gov/complaints, and you know, call them up and tell them your issues there.
Ooh.
Okay, so you can put some heat on them. Then you actually can go a step further. You can basically look at, you know, House.gov and Senate.gov, find out who the elected Congress critters are that are on the committees for the Federal Communications, and let them know the issues too, and tell them what you want to do. You can put some heat on these people. So when people say that they're powerless, I don't believe it.
Yeah,
give
a sucker an even break. I mean, you're data mining using that the stuff that I'm listening to, so why do you want to cut me off of it? You know, turnabout is fair play. Let me listen to my right-wing extreme programming, and you'll be able to data mine.
Right, and I've used this practice. Like, one of the things I do, I found it about public corruption with the ADL in my community. And, you know, I put out flyers. Basically, to the people who were voting, found out the, you know, who's you know, what ward he was in, got him thrown out of office. At the polls, you got to be a little hard nosed about it, because, you know, he was screaming at me, giving me Hitler salutes, calling me a Nazi, and basically a lot of people started listening to how outrageous it was, and they threw him out of office.
Well, good, you flipped the guy's switch.
Right.
Yeah.
And I see the same way to deal with the ADL, the least in the local community, the same as the one after Poker Face. I found out who the leaders are. I found out where some of the meetings are, and I'll just go to them and just put some heat on them.
You know, Art, thank you, because too many people are just laying down, and they're just taking it. And I don't know what the inevitability of just keep taking it is, because they've just about stolen everything. They've just about taken everything. And as long as we have breath in our body, you know, I mean, to this day, I have some people tell me that when I relay the ADL story, oh, that never happened. Yes, it did. And my dear friend at the ADL, I think, is retiring here pretty soon. He will remember me for the rest of his life. But it was a true exchange, and the man never wrote another word about me. And there were all sorts of other websites that would take their cues that were managed by the ADL, Mr. Foxman, and their cronies. They've up and disappeared like farts in a Texas windstorm. There's your favorite saying, Dan. I mean, you just get in their face, you know, politely. You show them that you are intelligent. You know what you're talking about. And you know what? I've had enough of this crap. Enough.
Right. And that's the fallacy that people think that these people are invincible. And I've found, you know, just in going up against this guy in the election, they're not invincible. They give you the impression they are, but actually when you go up against them in, you know, in elections, you find out that they are basically holding on by one of the most razor-thin edges of success you can imagine.
Yeah.
It takes very little to tilt this situation over.
But yet, what's projected is they're big, they're bad, they're powerful, they've got the backing of everything that's not good in this world, and go ahead and try to mess with me. Okay.
Right.
I'll take that challenge on.
Right. And one thing with the ADL, it's owned by, you know, the Brofman family. When Edgar Brofman was alive, he would used to go to Hollywood, and the FBI would put a 24/7 watch on him every time he came into this country.
Where have I heard somebody in the patriot talk genre use Bronfman attorneys? Who was that? Well, I'll just have to think about that. At any rate.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not A. Foxman. It's the Bronfman.org. It's the Bronfman family.
No. I understand what you just said. I'm saying that there's a gentleman down here in Austin, Texas, that has Bronfman attorneys. Now, does that make any sense why he never talks
AJ.
About...
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
All right.
Message received.
Right. So the point is that when people say that they're, you know, that there's nothing you can do about it, one of the things I'm addressing right now is the charter schools issues. There's a lot you can do about it. First of all, every teacher in the public schools is going to be outsourced. They're going to outsource your jobs and replace you with H-1B visa labor, claiming there's a severe shortage while they make billions and basically put the taxpayers on the hook to pay for privatized education. All right, so there is basically a way to create a mass movement of opposition against these critters for what they're doing.
And you know what? If we play our cards right and we stick around and we start getting more and more radio stations and start to build a consensus, not based on just understandable, rudimentary stuff that everybody can agree on. Holy mackerel, how much inroads can we make there?
Right. And thinking of that, what about, you know, with sales and marketing for the advertising for you, would not the teachers want to consider RBN as a potential advertiser for some of their money for the unions
I would have thought the National Federation of Independent Businesses that when they had 4 million people, they would hop all over that because they were all business owners and they're all dealing with the same crap. And I thought, well, this is a shoe-in. Oh, well, I talked to the fine people that showed up here in Austin, Texas from Washington, D.C., and I got placated and patted on the head and told what a good guy I am, and that was it. People don't understand this, that all they have to do is commit to rudimentary, understandable things, constitutions out the window, their democracy is here, the money is bad, we got crooks running the country, and who the hell is going to argue with that one?
Right. And as far as money goes, you know, we could think like this. It's just say, all right, we say our U.S. dollar is worthless. What's to stop us, regardless of the Federal Reserve Bank being there, individually starting to say, all right, I'm going to buy Swiss francs and I'm going to trade with you with Swiss francs and we're done with using the U.S. dollar.
Well, we're going to find out what people are going to be trading with when this economy collapses and their vaunted Federal Reserve note collapses, which could happen any day. But don't worry, stock market's up. It's 18,100 today. Hey,
right.
Art, thanks for your call.
And Happy New Year.
And thank you for what you're doing out there.
Thank you for what you're doing.
You're speaking out. Thank you. John in New Mexico, Jerry and Bill, I'll grab your calls, but I also want to get through this Michael Snyder. This guy does some good stuff, man. I wonder if this guy would want to do a program on this network. I wonder if he can talk as well as he writes. End of the American Dream. I carry a lot of his stories. He's a smart guy. Let's see if he'd want to cooperate. We're only trying to get our country back. Just a little thing like that. Who could argue with that? John, Jerry, Bill, and others, hang on. We'll get to your calls right after this break.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. John in New Mexico. Hello, John.
You?
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you, John? And hi, Ron.
Ron's there. What's
oh,
on,
great.
What's on your mind, John?
Well, I heard what you were talking about earlier about the gentleman who had old tapes of your
yeah.
shows and different hosts, and
yeah.
that brought back, you know, memories of, I think it was in 05 when I started listening to RBN, and I've learned so much. I know infinitely more than I did. I thought I knew a lot until I started listening to your network, and I just wanted to thank you for all the hosts you've brought in and guests and your listening audience, too, that call in. Some unbelievable, unbelievably knowledgeable people.
Yes.
And I can't imagine, you know, what you've seen. And Jack Otto was a guy who really, he grabbed a hold of me kind of like he did you, but I guess a decade later or more.
You know, it's funny you should mention that because I'm looking through, I was looking for Steve Voss's CD entitled America, and lo and behold, what did I run across? Jack Otto's book on CD for the printers and his CD with his bios. And I just stopped and I looked at that, and it brought back a flood of memory. Because
I have one of the last copies of his book that he signed it and they sent it to me.
Yeah.
And I think it was one of the last ones that he sent out because it wasn't long before he passed away.
Yeah, and that was amazing. An hour after he did his show, he was dead. And that's something that this guy down in Georgia, I keep referring back to him, but he says, you know, he says, some of the people that you brought in, well, some of the people that looked at me and says, well, you got a good idea. Why don't you start a network? And it was like, yeah, I would like to. Well, you know, why don't you try? He was one of my, benefactor with information. He's the guy that sat me down for 8 hours, John. And he was a teacher by trade, and he just sat down, encapsulated all this stuff, and I after those 8 hours, man, I stood up and I looked at him and I said, Jack, I don't know whether to kiss you or kick you, because I've always been one of these people, once you flip my porch light on, it doesn't go out.
I often wonder where things would be had you not met him, had your friend not introduced you to him. What you know, where would we be now?
I don't know, but I'm sitting here imagining ways of where we can be in the future, and I don't know why I'm so damn happy today, but and why I'm so upbeat, because we're on the verge of winking out. You know, I just have this belief that the next trial or tribulation will get past that. We've been doing it for 10.5 years, and some of the best people have tried to whack us out of existence, and we're still here.
And I know you've had a tough year, and you were talking about Christmas and being alone. I had an interesting Christmas. I went to Arizona to visit some relatives, and a guest happened to be over the house, somebody who had just moved in the neighborhood, and she was an older lady. She was retired, and she was talking about how she lived in Washington, D.C. So at one point I asked her, you know, what kind of work did you do in D.C.? And wouldn't you know, she said that she worked for the World Bank. So you can imagine then what my questions were. I had a flurry of questions for her. And surprisingly, a lot of the, she was kind of in agreement with a lot of things that I didn't think, you know, she would be. I thought she would be saying, things like, you know, everything is great and the dollar is a wonderful
currency. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. I just got an email here from Erskine. Mr. Stadmiller, I appreciate the opportunity you presented. Unfortunately, the facts don't reflect the promises. I'm very upset to discover you didn't have any satellites since Friday. Not being notified of the situation is inexcusable. This is very unfair to your host and affiliates. It seems you burned your bridges in this industry. I can no longer be affiliated with Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm sorry to end in this matter, but I'm left with no other alternative. Well, I guess that does that. Holy mackerel.
By email, huh?
By email. By email.
Doesn't take a great deal of courage to do it that way.
Do me a favor, Dan. He might be mistaking the KU for the Westwood One. Do me a favor, call up Westwood One, see if we're still on there. Because they would have sent me an email, told me they had pulled the plug. Holy crap. Not even a phone call. And that's after I sat at his house 2 weeks ago on a Saturday. Well, I guess I don't have to worry about paying that bill, huh? If it's true, we'll check it out here. John, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, okay, gentlemen. Sorry to hear that news. We'll talk again. Bye.
There's nothing like a Dear John letter, huh?
Make the call, Manny. I think I would have got an email from him. And I do have to come up with a chunk here to throw at them, but they would have told me if they were unplugging me. Interesting. All right, well. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, John. Hello, Ron. I hope you guys both had a very Merry Christmas. And two, three things I want to mention real quick. Ron, if you got a health food store near you, get yourself essential oil called Thieves. Okay,
Washington.
Thieves, I believe, just like the thieves in Washington. Oh, there.
Okay.
And all you want to do is put a couple of drops after you boil a little bit of distilled water on the stove, put a couple drops in it, and breathe it in.
Okay.
Like a steam thing. And that might clear up your congestion. Or you could make the attempt with pure gum spirits turpentine, 1 teaspoon. Maybe in the morning, 1 teaspoon at night, as a bad aftertaste for several hours. But it'll nip anything you got. Any bug, okay. Any parasites. And I'm not kidding. But anyway, you know, that thing about Erskine. I heard Dave Hodges on Blog Talk Radio this morning, and Erskine and Dave Hodges are starting up a website starting, I believe, this Saturday and Sunday night. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Very fascinating. He's the other individual I met 2 Saturdays ago in Phoenix, Arizona. I just love this stuff. I'm just, man.
John, I can't remember the website. It's not up yet, but it will be on Saturday night at Erskine's regular time.
Okay.
Can you hold me over?
Yeah. Hang on.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama
which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Like I said, I heard him on Blog Talk Radio this morning with John Moore, and he gave the website to John Moore, and he repeated it again. And it's the regular times when I went to the website this morning, but I cannot pull it up on my computer, or else I'd tell you what the heck it was. I'm sorry if that's bad news and everything else like that. I thought it was just maybe something with the deal you made with them a couple weeks ago about maybe reaching out and getting on other venues where more people, you know, could pick
that's
up the show.
That's what we were doing, as Mr. Erskine sits in his $500,000 house with properties in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, he's got his little nut to fill. You know, a GCN would not even bring in a board op so he could take calls on his Saturday night show. He was tickled pink to be on this network. And when I went out there, it was not bad news. It was like, gentlemen, you know, we're putting the network back together. We got affiliate relations guys now, and I'm adding salespeople. So we're going to be okay. And all of a sudden, there's a deal worked out here, evidently between some people, and I didn't even get a freaking phone call. I am a little upset.
I don't blame you there, John. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but this is all...
Well, no, I mean, and it's all based on falsehood. We just called Westwood One. There's nothing wrong with our signal. We're still there. It's just the people that want to walk away.
I guess you're going to be making a few phone calls when you get off air.
Oh, I've already made the calls and nobody's picking up. And this is extremely, extremely, how should I say, dissatisfying. You know, you pull your damn hair out trying to do the right thing, and they got a little collusion behind the scenes. It's bullshit. We're gonna get our country back with this? I don't think so. Anyhow, thanks for your call, Jerry.
Thank you.
All right. You gonna say something, Ron?
No, there's always a Judas Iscariot floating around here and there. Unbelievable, huh?
Well, evidently there was bad information that was passed. I need to know who was doing the information passing. Because, well, based on what? But you would think that you would have a phone call. You would think. I don't know. We'll find out. Bill in Talladega. Hello, Bill.
John Erskine's. And I hope you can still feel upbeat.
Me too. Me too.
Let me tell you, you're listening to me.
Am I listening to you? You haven't said anything yet.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm responding to you, Bill. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I wasn't sure I had a good connection because I heard you and Ron talking before I came on. But anyhow.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens, right? But, you know, hey, let me tell you something else. I spent Christmas alone, and I didn't mind it. I planned it that way. And I'll spend New Year's alone. I live out in an old shack, 90-year-old shack, in the middle of Talladega National Forest, and I'm out of the rat race, and I've never been happier.
Well.
But I still have things on my mind.
Now, I hear
like
you.
Like the things that we have planned for GCN, and I'm right in there with you, pal, 100%.
I wished I had 1/100th of the money that GCN has pissed away. We'd have funding for the next 10 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in here with RBN. I'm 100% with you, pal. But anyhow, you got a good man on there with you today, Ron McDonald. Ron, I've waited a year to talk with you.
Huh?
And I hope you were good at high school English.
Somewhat, yeah. I got my D's.
I have a Second Amendment question to ask you, and I don't even expect a full answer right now. I mean, I don't even care if you have to think about it for a while. But we've got two versions of the Second Amendment out there. And one was passed by Congress, and the other was sent around to the states and authenticated by the states and authenticated by Thomas Jefferson. I'm all confused now. I'm a little upset about what John was upset about. So let me get my thoughts together here. The one that was sent out to the ones that Congress passed reads like this. A well-regulated militia being capitalized, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state being capitalized, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, comma, shall not be infringed. And the M in militia, the S in state, and the A in arms are all capitalized, which means that they're predefined, in my opinion.
Basically, they're proper nouns in that use.
The what, sir?
They name a specific thing. They're proper nouns.
Right, uh-huh. I'm sorry I had to ask you to repeat yourself. The volume's kind of low here. But the ones that were sent out to be ratified by the states and authenticated by Thomas Jefferson, the Secretary of State, read the same way, but the militia, state, and arms were not capitalized. And this was the only one that was authenticated, yet Congress and the courts are using the what I call the fake one. I mean, the other one was not authenticated, which was required by the Constitution, then it can't be the real thing. If it was not ratified by the states, it can't be the real thing. And there's some comments in there, too, that I've had it explained to me by my English teacher exactly what they mean, and that would be too long and boring to for me to go into, but you can... You can read them from for yourself, and then you know, not only the capital letters but the commas in the sentences, and draw your own conclusions. But I'd like to have your opinion, and like I say, I don't even need it right now. If you'll, but the most importantly is that you do read it, study it, unless you're some kind of genius that can pop it right off the top of your head.
Yeah. Well, I would say first, read the case called Paddleford, Fay and Company Plaintiffs versus the Mayor of Alderman of the City of Savannah. That's an 1854 case. It is still very good law, and in that case, it actually states that a person, you or I, cannot sue the United States Constitution for a breach of Constitution or the federal government, because we have never been made party to the federal government. The states are, and they're in a compact with it. Our remedy is always through the state, and we should never have been touched by the federal government. That's really the trigger right here.
Okay. So that's the key to the thing right there. That is the whole key.
That's it. You're not subject to the 2nd, the 1st, the 14th, or anything. But because I made that 14th Amendment, and people are putting it on their little citizenship things, and when they open up a bank account, put a U.S. citizen there, 14th Amendment, you're volunteering into that system.
Okay.
If more people used that as a shield and brought that to light in their surroundings, we would change this country back within 24 hours.
Well, I think that knowledge... Yeah, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to make people aware. Because if they are aware, it's just like you say, if people were aware of these things, they would be motivated to do something about it.
Yes. So, I mean, what does that say? It says you're not even subject to the Internal Revenue Service.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, here's a... look. I want to do my part to do whatever I can, but I need to know exactly which step to take next. I don't know. I'm still kind of baffled about maybe what I should do as an individual.
Well, I tell you what. I'll send this case over to John's website so he can give it to anyone who wants to see it and
That's
read
fantastic.
For themselves.
Ron, it sure is great. I'll be anxious to read it and copy it, and you know, if it's something I believe other people can use, I got a lot of people I can hand them out to.
Okay.
We'll break. We'll be back.
They came and took it all away.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea?
All right. We're back. Ron, is there anything you wanted to cover before we leave the airwaves today?
No, nothing I can think of. Nope. Just hope everyone has a very nice holiday. You know, the first peering just right down the roadway, right?
What's that? I'm sorry, I didn't
the
catch...
first New Year's is coming right up on us.
Oh, yeah.
They go by fast, I tell you.
Yeah, I know. And the older you get, the faster they go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, my friend, I appreciate you being on the airwaves with me today.
Okay. I did send over that Paddleford case. I think Dan's got it.
Okay.
And it's a very interesting case. It's it really does say we are not party to that Constitution. And if you're not party to it, how could you be subject to it?
It's a mystery to me. They've replaced it with their highfalutin new form of government democracy and turned it into a corporation, and they're just doing some business.
Yeah.
And very poorly. You know, I was just reading an article here. The debt bomb is ticking. U.S. Treasury says our national debt will hit $28 trillion by 2018. Who the hell are the accountants over there? We're $150 trillion in the hole. But I'm sure that's just for the people that I'm sure that's just for the people out there that still believe in Wall Street and buy stocks and bonds. Yeah, don't get too worried. Yeah, the government's just a little out of control by 20 whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it always fascinates me that you can pay a tax with debtors' instruments that have little or no value. Actually, have no value. How do you pay a debt with a debt?
Yeah, you can't. Let me snag one more call before you leave. Gary in Arkansas. Hello, Gary.
Hey, John. Hey. Ronald, how are you all doing tonight?
Hi.
I wanted to talk to you about that donate page. You know, we bitch and moan about holding our politicians accountable. I'm a little bit miffed that the RBN radio audience in total, I know there's some of us out here are doing exceptionally well on that, but if you spread that $30,000 base overhead cost per month,
it ain't 30.
Huh?
It's 21, and I'm shaving down the cost another couple of grand.
Well, no matter what it is, let's just say it's 30. You spread that over the listenership. The bottom line is that I'm speaking about the listenership in general, not specific people, because I know there's some specific people that are doing some really good things. But we're not holding ourselves accountable in supporting this network. That base expense that you have to run that network on a monthly thing should be covered by automatic deduction off of credit cards in the bank every month without a flaw. Now, I had that set up with Julie, and it went flawless for several months, and there was no extra charges. I would suggest that on the donate page that you put down the actual number of habitual or regular donators, and then put a number on the next to that. Like, say it's 10 people, and then the next number would be the total aggregate amount of the donations that is brought in that way or set up on that automatic deduction, so you can get some sleep at night and not worry about where the money comes from all the time.
Well, I'm just sitting here contemplating what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life, because I'm not interested in just running internet radio.
I understand that, you know? John, but I've been doubling down now. I'm on a Social Security check, about $970 a month. And the first thing I do is I pay my electric bill and I pay my telephone bill. And I go in and buy a few groceries. And but last but not least, actually it's probably one of the first things that gets done is that I call RBN up and do the credit card donation thing. Now, I've been doubling down for the last 6 months, trying in my own little way to pull you out of the hole, and I'd like some help from some of the rest of the people that are getting the free ride, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, and I've been open and honest about this network and the trials and travails we've gone through.
Yes,
and I had people within inside this own network that managed, they were more interested in getting their paycheck every week and then lying through their teeth to me about various other subjects, and then I find out that they're stealing money and putting it in a personal PayPal account. You know? You faded on me there, Gary. You faded on me. I can't hear you. There you are.
Let's drop the past and let's look at the present and future. And I'm appealing to the RBN listening audience to get something set up so that the base number that you require for overhead of running the network, and then if people have extra money they want to donate, then that can be gravy. Sponsors can be gravy. But the listenership ought to be able to carry this damn network. And that's what's really pissing me off. And I have no way as a listener to gauge how much participation we're getting from our own listening audience.
Well, and if I was getting the response that we should be getting and the support we should be getting, I wouldn't be having this conversation with you right now. Hey,
well,
Gary, I'm about flat out of time here.
I understand that. John, I've got some suggestions I'd like to kick around with you.
Well, I've got a lot to digest and think about here in the next couple of hours. I will talk to you soon, my friend. Thank you, Gary. All right. Ron McDonald, thank you.
Hey, a pleasure, John.
I will see you later.
Hands were steady.